The Electoral Commission has detected over 4,000 deliberate entries in the biometric voter register. The acting public affairs director of the commission, Christian Osupare, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the commission will in due course publish the names of those involved. He said those who feel aggrieved can appeal through the courts. He spoke on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
About some 22,000 multiple entries were detected, and there was an adjudicating committee that looked at every case of double entry, and they have so far confirmed over 4,000 double entries that were done deliberately, and these are the ones that the commission plans to remove from the voters register. In the coming days, the commission may publish the names of the people who have been found to have done double registration, multiple double registration deliberately in the newspaper.
Mr. Paiwan would say, how sure are you that you are not victimizing innocent people unduly?
We will make sure that we do not disenfranchise anybody unduly. And it is one reason why we want to put the name in the newspaper. We want to give the opportunity to people whose names will be put in the papers, the opportunity to come forward and prove to the commission that they are not one and the same person, so that if within a certain period of time they are unable to do that, then their names are taken off the voters register. When we go for the exhibition, we're going to print the register of those names that have been deleted on account of multiple entries, and then when they go to the exhibition will not find their names in the register, and they can always petition and prove that indeed they didn't do double registration. So all of them have the opportunity to defend themselves before we print the final voters register.
So if a person's name appear in the published papers, the person should come to the Electoral Commission?
Yes.
The Acting Public Affairs Director of the Electoral Commission, Christian Osupare. Meanwhile, the National Coordinator of CODEO, John Lavi, says the step taken by the EC is in the right direction. According to him, those found culpable should be made to face the full rigors of the law.
If indeed people actually flouted the rules, these are offenses under the Registration of Voters Act. It means that if you do that and you are caught and you are sent to court, you are punished. You pay some fines or you go to prison or both. So if you are discovered to have done that, you are given the benefit of the doubt to come and prove that indeed the Electoral Commission has mistaken somebody else for you. So you go and claim that no, it's not you. And that is during the exhibition when your names are going to be there again.
Now the EC Services is publishing their names in the news. Couldn't it have been done in a different way?
How different? I mean, you have done wrong, and the Electoral Commission through its procedures have discovered that you have done it multiple times. I think they have the documents there to show you that you have registered in this polling station, you went to another polling station and disguised yourself and registered again with a different name or changed name, but the fingerprints are there, that will catch you. So if they have done all that and you still think that you have been mistaken, just go and prove it during the exhibition.
If any person feels aggrieved because though he registered once, his name appears on the published list, what, in your opinion, is the proper?
If the Electoral Commission removes your name and therefore you are not in the voters register, they will send your name to the police to investigate and they may prosecute you. But if you disagree, then you yourself can go to court and contest that. You have all the rights to prove yourself innocent before the law. It's about time now for us in Ghana, after several years of practicing our electoral democracy, to enforce the rules. I mean, if you misbehave, then you must be punished.
National Coordinator of CODEO, John Lavi.